This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
I saw the striking statistic the other day that by the end of 2015, that's next year, three-quarters of the global workforce will be younger people who can be lumped into that sometimes vague category known as millennials. In the U.S., who are millennials and where are their heads? Alicia Menendez is reporter and anchor for Fusion TV, the collaboration between Disney/ABC and Univision. Alicia, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, David?
Doing well. So let's talk about some of these millennials. I don't know how we're going to define it. I guess if you're about 34 years old, you're just barely a millennial, but you might be a little bit younger, right?
Right. Born after 1980-ish.
It's an interesting generation because there has been a lot of financial hardship in their generation.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the largest, most diverse generation in American history. It is also a generation that is incredibly well-educated, and yet in a really tough economic spot.
What do we know about their outlook given all this? You'd think it'd be a very pessimistic bunch.
You would, but we are relentlessly optimistic. You know, based on research, for example, the Pew Research Center just put out a great study. They have us more than 8 in 10 say that we either currently have enough money to lead the lives we want to live or expect to in the future. There is no other cohort of adults that say this, though Pew points out, and I think it is worth noting, that the generation just above us, the Gen Xers, had sort of similar numbers when they were about our age. So there is the possibility that some of this just has to do with the stubborn optimism of youth. But there's also the possibility that this generation is just inherently optimistic.
That could be a different attitude toward consumption, toward a connection between money and happiness. It might mean that people think they could be happy and content without all that much money.
Right. And I think that there are big questions about how we contextualize home ownership as a generation. We are not in a position to buy, which is having devastating consequences for the housing market. And then you add to that the fact that we are incredibly transient. We are going to where the jobs are, which make it much more difficult to commit to tethering ourselves to a locale when we're not 100% sure that the jobs will be there.
The anchor of the Fusion TV show, Alicia Menendez, tonight. Alicia, thank you.
David, thank you.